Welcome to PNC C-Speak, the language of executives. I'm Carol Daniel. Each podcast features local and regional C-level executives talking about relevant and timely business topics. This knowledge-sharing platform provides insights on forward-thinking business approaches that disrupt the status quo and encourage business leaders to think differently. Today, I'm joined by Michael Scully, Regional President of PNC, and our guest today is Sean Cotton, CEO of Coagy. Sean, thank you so much for joining Michael Scully and I for this episode of PNC C-Speak, the language of executives.
Thanks for having me, Carol and Michael. I look forward to the discussion today, and I'm really excited to be on your show.
All right, so let's start with digital advertising. Produces a lot of data for customers. How can businesses harness the insights from the data to achieve increased performance?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a topic at the top of the minds of most CEOs today, CMOs, because there is so much data out there, and it can be an overload. But from our perspective, it starts with having a process of understanding the patterns that we want to identify within all of the data that's available to us. So we like to start with outlining what do we know or think that we know about our current customers, and then what we would like to confirm about them or discover new from that data that can inform our marketing strategy.
So Sean, when you talk about your customers, are you talking about the businesses that interact with your firm? Or are you talking about the customers you're seeking for those companies that are your clients?
Well, I think it's both, but it does start with the customers that are already interacting with your firm. Most companies today have some sort of CRM system or customer database, at least. And within those databases is really a wealth of data about what represents your best customer, the attributes that they have, their psychographics, their demographics, where they live, even past purchase behaviors, who influences them on social media, what other brands do they have an affinity to? And there's a variety of signals contained within that. And so whether it's manually, which is takes a little bit more work of combing through those records and discerning these patterns, but as the way we like to approach it is using machine learning or AI, identifying what are those patterns of that identify our best customers. And then to your point, we then can model off of that and find other customers that look like them to grow our customer base. And so over the years, we've seen a number of situations where that's been very effective.
I saw a commercial recently, been seeing it all the time now, of someone with an Apple, with an iPhone, and all the people around them are basically, they represent people following their data. Just got an email 2 days ago from someone with a survey of customers who say that they don't want their data shared. So with all those changes in online tracking through cookies and mobile operating systems, what steps do businesses take now to prepare for this change?
That's a great question, Carol, because there are a number of changes that have been taking place over the last few years, right now and in 2022, with the way that online tracking is executed and the amount of data that we can gain from our customers. So some of the things that we can do today is to recognize that the audiences that are readily available to us through third-party measurement, such as someone who's interested in buying a piece of clothing or a car and so forth, that is powered by this third-party tracking of all the websites that they visited, and they infer that they fall into this bucket. Those type of audiences, unless there's some alternative that comes up, will likely go away. The other types of audiences are ones who've come to our website and then we retarget them. Those tend to be in analytics to look like they're performing very well because they're people that are closer to purchase, lower down in what we call the funnel. Those audiences will go away unless there's an alternative. So marketers today should start preparing themselves by looking at the way that they're measuring the performance of their advertising campaigns, because a lot of times it's based upon those last interactions, people who are in market that they can look back, that they interacted with your site numerous times, and then they finally converted. When third-party cookies are deprecated, that's going to go away. And so what it's going to look like is our advertising is not working as well as it was before. But really, when in reality, we were assigning credit on the things that we could track directly. And so it behooves advertisers now to start looking at the way that they measure the effectiveness of their advertising in terms of trends, lifts, benchmarking, performance, and so forth.
So, Sean, it seems like the giant social media companies like Google and Apple and Facebook will have enormous influence over all these changes you just described. Are these companies really friends or foes to business marketers?
Well, they're not really foes because their business models are dependent upon providing the tools and the resources for businesses to market their services. But because of the technology and the resources that they have, they hold a lot of power in the industry. You know, 80% of advertising goes through Google, Facebook, and Amazon. So they control a lot of data, and they control the way that we can measure it. And so that can be a point of frustration for certain marketers, you know, who want to have more control and more transparency. So that's where some of the friction comes in. So the best way, it seems like, to live in that world is to understand how can we leverage the resources of Google, Facebook, and Amazon to accomplish our business objectives? And then what other things can we work on with independent technology and platforms that allows us a holistic view of the marketing that we're doing and to a point of truth or central point of truth that's not relying upon the ones that are executing our advertising. Sometimes people say they're grading their own homework.
And let me ask you, Sean, too, given these changes you're talking about and the challenge, what happens to your company? How do you prepare for the future that's coming?
That's a great question, and it's something we've actually been working on for years now, Carol. Even though a lot of these changes seem like they've come out of the blue, they've actually been talking about them for a number of years. And we believe it's a good thing for online advertising, which has, to this point, been driven a lot by the data that's available to us, readily available to us, perhaps, you know, remarketing that's done at too high of a frequency level, different firms competing for the last touch to get the credit for sales and so forth. And we think that's a bad user experience. So we actually look forward to these changes, thinking that it's going to result in a better user experience and better marketing that's not so concentrated on what we call the lowest part of the funnel, but in the last interaction, but really at building a brand, building favorability, awareness, and consideration. And so some of the clients that we have already have seen the results of this. So for instance, we work with a wine client, and our data has been able to show them that when we invest in video, that actually drives a higher ROI than in display advertising and remarketing, where we're hammering the same people over and over again. And that particular tactic may look good in terms of ROI, but the overall lift in sales comes from building that awareness and favorability through a high impact medium such as video and telling a story and building affinity.
So Sean, take a little bit of that story with the wine, and say you're a small business out there listening to this. You know, how would you use your techniques and things like data mining to tangibly increase your performance?
Absolutely, Michael. So no matter what size business we are, there are tools available to us to understand our customers better and how our products and services are meeting their needs. And it could start with site analytics, making sure that the tagging and the tracking for our own website is set up correctly so that we can discern the attributes and evaluate the interest of those who are engaging the most with our site. There's customer surveys that we can do online and target those to certain demographics or certain audiences and get their feedback. And we can incorporate that into our marketing strategies and into our product development. There's a number of other tools available to advertisers, no matter what size they are, to do those sort of things. And so from that, it's important to make those things actionable. So that goes back to the question that Carol asked in the beginning, is how do we harness this data? And it starts with creating that plan or that process. What do we want to know about our customers? What don't we know? And start looking for how we can fill those gaps.
Well, Sean, as an award winner in your industry, I guess you would say to those listening, disruption is coming. What's the message to business leaders with that in mind?
Look for good partners within your organization and without your organization. You know, historically, sometimes marketing has fell squarely in the lap of the CMO. But moving forward, and we're already starting to see this, marketing within an organization is not solely a CMO initiative because of the technologies that's involved. The CIO or the CTO needs to be involved. Because our marketing needs to be centered around business objectives, you know, the president and the CEO needs to understand, you know, how marketing is fitting into the mix. Now, as far as outside partners, with the changes coming with tracking and so forth, it's really important now to have a centralized and consolidated approach to one measurement, but also to the delivery of our media. Because if we're delivering our media in silos and in fragmented ways, it doesn't allow us to do that measurement of lifts in sales and attribute it to what we're putting into the marketplace, for instance. So that would be the primary way to prepare for these changes is internal partnership and alignment on business objectives and how marketing feeds into that, and then working with external partners, if that's what we're doing, that can also have that consolidation and that integration of technologies.
You are in an industry that is rapidly evolving, changing every single day. And in your background, I noticed that you're largely self-taught. How do you keep abreast of all these changes? You know, what kind of things are you reading? Who do you follow? To stay cutting edge in this rapidly evolving field?
Well, Michael, you're right. It requires constant education. And I've been in the digital advertising space since 2006. It starts with networking throughout the industry and talking to, you know, my colleagues that are in this space. I'm on several advisory boards for some of the technologies that we work with. And so there's we collaborate on the state of the industry and how we solve problems. There's a number of resources and leading trade publications online that the average business person can read. But a lot of the basics of marketing have not changed. And so it's really about getting an understanding of marketing in itself, and understanding how these new technologies can help us accomplish some of the basics of marketing that have always been critical, right? So we don't necessarily have to become a tech expert to be able to navigate this digital landscape. You know, good marketers will always be able to, you know, meet the needs of their business, just be able to pull in if they need those technical experts, just be able to go nowhere to go to pull them in to see how they can utilize that to be maybe a little bit more agile, a little bit more nimble, or a little bit more efficient.
Sean Cotton, the president of COAGGY, thank you for joining us on PNCC Speak.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Michael Scully, as always, regional president of PNC, who is behind this incredible podcast, PNCC Speak, The Language of Executives. Michael, thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
And I'm Carol Daniel from KMOX. You can listen to this podcast. If you missed any of it, please share it by going to KMOX.com/PNCCSpeak.